The names are familiar. Philander Castile, Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, all young men killed by police under controversial circumstances. Less familiar are the names of the 26 police officers killed so far this year in the line of duty. The degree of mistrust between communities and law enforcement is high and seems to be getting higher. In Ohio, Governor Kasich launched a task force and resulting advisory board aimed at figuring out the problems and working towards solutions. We'll learn the plan today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Why are our communities, in many cases, at odds with the men and women who are responsible for law enforcement? What can be done about the rancor? Our guest to help us better understand the problems and the search for solutions is Mr. Carlton Moore. He's Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services within the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Mr. Moore is a longtime public servant, having worked on various legal roles with the Attorney General's Office, as well as with the Governor's Administration. Mr. Moore is a native of Springfield, earned his bachelor's degree from Wright State, and his law degree from American University's Washington College of Law. Carlton Moore, welcome to Town Hall, Ohio.
Thank you, Joe. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And as I said before we turned on the mic, I wish we weren't doing this show. I wish there wasn't a need to talk about these issues. Before we get into the subject matter, give folks a little bit of background on the group that you help to administer, the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. What is it? Why do we have it?
Well, and I'll just call it the Collaborative for short, so you don't have to go through that long name anymore.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
But this all started with an executive order that Governor Kasich issued to really focus on this issue of community police relations. You know, we had a number of events here in Ohio. Tamir Rice, Mr. Crawford in Beaver Creek. And so a number of people went to the governor and said that we should really try to do something about this. And the governor decided that we should have a task force. So this all started with the governor's task force on community police relations. And that task force had a very specific job. They were required to hold a number of public hearings, to produce a report, and to make really recommendations on ways to improve the fractured relationship that exists between some, and I want to focus on that word, some law enforcement and some communities. And so the task force did that, and as a result of the work of the task force and the recommendation and report that followed, the collaborative was born to give life to the recommendations from the task force.
Well, let's go back and walk through some of the jobs done by that task force, because I think it helps set the stage. They were given some very specific charges, and the first question that they were asked to address, you and I could spend 2 days, let alone an hour, talking about, and that is the whole why. Why have we gotten to this point where some communities and some law enforcement are at odds?
Well, the task force was really tasked with trying to figure out exactly what the answer to that question is, and there's not a single answer. And I think it's important that we look at, when we get into discussions about specific situations, that we really focus on those facts. But to say that there has been a history of a difficult relationship between some communities and some law enforcement is accurate. I think that's a very difficult thing for anyone to deny. And at times, those relationship or that lack of relationship and the fact that there has never been in many instances any resolution to why people see things so differently has just allowed that fractured relationship has just continued. And from time to time, we will see the relationship spill over and there are problems. And what we're looking at now are uses of force, uses of deadly force that don't, in my estimation, and I think based upon the things that we heard from from the communities, because we went out and listened to people all across the state. They're not just about today. These issues go back a long way, and they have a long history.
In some cases, probably generational, even.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So as you looked at, if I heard you right, I won't say it's easier, but it's easier to look at specific situations, but then maybe extrapolate into the broader relationships between our communities and law enforcement. Some of the factors that might be leading to this, economics, I assume that that's part of it. If people are without a job, if they're not able to take care of their families, it's going to increase just their general level of anxiety.
Certainly economics play a part in all of this. And if you look at where some incidents have occurred, there's certainly an economic reality that goes along with it. But there's also, and it's a difficult issue for many of us to talk about, and it's one that we often want to run away from because it can be incredibly uncomfortable. But it'd be very difficult to look at this and not understand that there is a racial element to all of this. And people have a perspective based upon what they've seen, what's been shared with them, what they've learned. And based upon perhaps where you live, in some instances, what you look like, in some instances, the type of economic vitality of the community you live in some instances, impacts the relationship that people perceive or that people have with law enforcement or that law enforcement has with certain people.
What about the any thoughts on the fact that we are in this highly divisive political world anymore? I mean, it's easy to think of Trump and Clinton and how both camps dislike each other, but it goes far beyond the presidential race. The negative advertising that's a part of a political campaign, the lack of civil discourse over important policy issues, and it sinks to name calling. Is that part of the environment that's helping create this these disagreements?
I think I would look at it like this. There are an awful lot of things that are pulling us apart as people. And these instances, these things that we see, I think they continue that. We see things right now through such a polarizing lens. And I think the difficulty that we have is being able to not just express our views in a way that we can feel comfortable talking to each other. But I think there's great difficulty that people have in listening to something that they don't agree with. And I think when you have polarizing issues, it makes it much more difficult. You know, we could have the same difficult discussion over politics, over religion. We could have this same polarizing discussion over sports teams. But when you put the fact that we're talking life and death, perhaps right and wrong, humanity and inhumanity, for people to be able to engage in that type of discussion becomes even more difficult. And so we find ourselves and the reason I talked about the facts earlier, we find ourselves confronted by situations. We refuse to accept the facts of a specific instance, and we retreat to our corners, and we give each other generalities. All police officers are racist. Everyone who's ever been shot by a police officer is a thug who just wouldn't abide by the law. And that's where the discussion stops. And what we're trying to do is say, no, that is not the end of the discussion. In fact, run far away from anyone who tells you that these issues are as simple as that. We need to come together instead of moving apart, and we need to have serious discussions because these are very serious issues, and they impact all of us. It doesn't matter where you live, what you look like. If people don't feel safe in their community, that should be important to you. If law enforcement doesn't feel safe policing a community, that should be important, and that should be important to all of us.
Carlton Moore is our guest. He's the Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services and is helping to operate the Collaborative, for short, the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. We'll drill into this a little bit more detail later, Carlton, but another of the community, the Task Force on Community Relations, another of their charges was to start looking into how to get around all of those situations you just described. Trust building was, I hope and I assume that was a big part of as you and your colleagues went out into the communities, you started, okay, we know here are the problems, but how do we start resolving them?
Right, and trust is at the heart of any relationship. It doesn't matter who the relationship is with. If people don't trust each other, it's almost impossible to have a good relationship. And one of the ways of building trust is recognition. It's very difficult if people do not come together and feel like they can have an honest discussion about why they've been apart and what has driven people apart. It's very difficult to create that trust that makes people want to engage in that conversation. So one part of the task force's work was to create an environment in which people felt like they could come, they could share, and not only would we listen to their story, but perhaps their story would help impact the solutions that the task force would create for all Ohioans to take part in. And so one of the things that you'll see in the task force report are things that are really focused on building that trust, whether it's accountability and oversight, whether it's looking at the grand jury. People want to have a perspective of that these systematic things that are being put in place that they often see as barriers to getting justice, that they can have faith and trust in those things and that they will work for them. And so the task force really went about the work of both as members of individual members of the task force who came up with their own recommendations and members of the public who provided us with recommendations as well. They all kind of came together in six areas. There were some one-offs, but they pretty much all came together in six areas. One of those we gave to the Supreme Court to take a look at, and the Chief Justice agreed that she would look at, and that was had to do with the grand jury. But accountability and oversight, community education, community involvement, recruiting and hiring, and the creation of standards.
Well, we want to walk through each of those pieces. Just real quick, what was the vibe in the room? What was it like in these meetings around the state when people that might previously been angry with one another were asked to sit down together?
The vibe at times was tense, and there were certainly people who were upset. But at the same time, you know, we had a job. Our job was to go and to listen to people. It was nice to have people who perhaps may have had different views to be able to sit and listen to each other.
We have challenges in Ohio, across the nation, around the world for that matter, when our law enforcement and our community don't necessarily get along as well as we would like. Carlton Moore is a part of the Ohio effort to get to the heart of that problem. We'll be back to talk more with Mr. Moore right after this.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Carlton, we had Dr. Drake from Ohio State on a while back. We did a show on music and civil rights movement. We played this as one of the iconic songs of the 70s and the protest movement, and we both commented on, my gosh, that Marvin Gaye could have done that song this year. So it takes us back that we have always had community issues in America, and we work our way through them. That is our topic today with Carlton Moore. He's the Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services, and he was put in place by the governor to help work on this whole issue of our communities and our law enforcement agencies having many challenges confronting each other, and how do we get around them? You've talked a lot about the task force. Let's start to get a little bit of what was gathered from how many meetings around the state? There were a lot.
There were 4 public meetings around the state.
So some of the things that we learned from the experts that were in the room, along with the community people in the room, I assume law enforcement people were in the room. One of the things that they determined as a very broad necessity is that law enforcement has to be what they called engaged with the community. What does that mean?
Well, in terms of engagement, and I really want to stress that the engagement is a mutual responsibility. And the situation that we find ourselves in, where there is not trust in some communities between communities and law enforcement, that's also a mutual responsibility. It's much easier, I think, at times to put the onus on law enforcement because they're part of government. But this is a situation where we all need to come together. So community engagement is basically figuring out ways to, at the heart, to build trust with the community. And the best way to build trust is to get to know each other and to understand each other. You know, you and I, this is the first time we've ever met. So imagine if today we had to handle some crisis where we had very different perspectives on. We have no background together. We have no mutuality. Initially, we would think that way. But if we had a history of working together, if you came in and said, Carlton, I think this is what we need to do. And I can think back to the fact, hey, this is Joe. We have a relationship. I trust Joe. He's demonstrated to me in the past that he's a person I can put my faith in. That puts you in a much different situation when you're trying to deal with a crisis than I've never seen Joe. I don't know who Joe is. I've had bad experiences with people who look or people whose other people whose name is Joe. So you can imagine that just having that history creates a comfort level and helps create trust.
And I would guess that just helping people understand it that way, spurring them to take that proactive step is going to be very beneficial. Another piece of the general themes that came out of the task force report, and you addressed this earlier, there are those in the community who perceive that race is an issue among some police officers. Pretty predominant thinking as you held these meetings?
We did get, there were certainly a number of people who brought up the issue of race, both as task force members and some of our experts who came in and testified also talked about the issue of race. We had discussions upon or about implicit bias as well. Those things, those ideas that we have that aren't necessarily on the surface, but they're buried deep in there, and sometimes perhaps race will trigger something like that. So there was a healthy discussion about race. The other thing there was a healthy discussion about, and it didn't matter what community we were in. If we were in a community where they were perhaps a community where you would think they would really have negative thoughts about law enforcement, it was almost universal that they wanted law enforcement, that they needed law enforcement, and that they wanted to have law enforcement there in their community. Many people wanted a different type of law enforcement, but there was never a, we just need to get law enforcement out of here. There was a sense of, we need to work together.
Another of the general findings was there are citizens that perceive law enforcement to be, I'm going to quote this, procedurally unjust. What does that mean?
Well, there's a whole different emerging area called procedural justice. And what that basically means that if people do not perceive authority to be just, they are less likely to abide by their commands, wishes, whatever. And if people see that authority is just, then they're more willing to adhere to what they are hearing from someone. So
the perception of whether or not they're being treated fairly.
Yeah, at the heart of it, that's really what it is. If I'm treated fairly by someone, I'm more willing to recognize their authority.
And then one of the final general themes, the idea that the people who we ask to protect in service are well-trained and well-equipped to do their jobs.
Absolutely. It is fundamentally unfair to ask a person to do this incredibly difficult job to put themselves in harm's way. At the end of the day, that person has a family who they want to go home to also. But to take a person and put them in very difficult and dangerous and sadly and unfortunately, as we have seen way too many times in our history and far too many times this year, deadly, without giving them the proper training they need, it's not fair to them.
Well, those are a few of the general themes that the task force pulled together. We're going to drill down even deeper, some very specific recommendations on things that can be done within the community, things that can be done within law enforcement to tamp down the rancor that currently exists in some communities. We're going to learn more about that as we continue visiting with Carlton Moore, Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services. We'll be back with Mr. Moore right after this. Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, with our special guest, Mr. Carlton Moore, Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services, and he's responsible for helping to administer the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. Its goal is to help us look at some of these unfortunate situations where law enforcement and members of the community don't get along, find out some of the causes, work towards some solutions. The task force that led up to the advisory board, Carlton, came out with some very specific recommendations. The first, more accountability and more oversight.
What drove that was a sense of there have been too many instances where someone acted outside of procedure, policy, and nothing happened. And so one of the driving forces, one of the things that was really a very lengthy discussion during the task force's work, was to make sure that the public knew that if a officer acted outside of policy, that something would happen, that they would be held accountable for that. And that's important. I think at times people look at this and think, well, this is just aimed at law enforcement. And it's not. It's not aimed at law enforcement. But there are certain things that inspire trust and faith and ultimately make all law enforcement safer. And that is, one is for people to know that if an officer does step outside of their policy or what they're supposed to be doing, that the agency they work for will take action and make sure that's not repeated.
Another specific recommendation, actually two of them, that we need more community education and community involvement. The involvement you just described a little bit in the oversight, but education and involvement, how?
Well, specifically on community education, it is important that the public understand what a police officer's actual job is. You know, you hear about people calling the police on pizza delivery people, or I know there was an instance where someone was attracted to a police officer and called the police hoping that they would send the same officer back. That is not the role of law enforcement. And there are things that law enforcement can do and things that they can't do. And there's also responsibility that goes along with being a citizen. One is really, you know, be courteous. When an officer wants to talk to you or pulls you over for a traffic stop, there are certain things that you should do, you should be mindful of, you should be aware of the fact that that officer, it might be 2:00 in the morning, it's dark, there are things that you should do to keep yourself safe and to keep that officer safe. And so really educating the public about what the law enforcement officer is trying to accomplish, what their responsibility is, and what their role actually is.
Yeah. Maybe you could go into that a little bit more. This is a conversation I've had with my friends many times over, and my wife sitting around when one of these horrible incidences occur. I was raised that when the police officer said, do this, You didn't argue with him or her over whether you shot, thought you should. If they said, get out of the car, I got out of the car. If they said, show me your, keep your hands on the steering wheel, I keep my hands on the steering wheel. I don't know. It just seems to me that would be common knowledge, but apparently not.
Well, I would tell any person this. If they think that they've been stopped unfairly or treated unfairly or singled out, there is a process to take care of that. That is not a process that they should engage in on the side of the road with a police officer. If I've been pulled over, my hands go to 10 and 2. They're on the steering wheel. I want that officer to know that they can see my hands. That's going to calm the situation down a great deal. The officer typically is going to be courteous to you. I've never had an officer be discourteous to me in my life. Not to say that that's not possible. But everything that you can do to make that, people don't like authority. I think that's a big part of it. And I noticed more today than when I was growing up that there's much more questioning of why do I have to do this, or why should I do this, or why are we doing this? And I'm not here to say that that's bad. I don't want to sound like, well, in my day we did this. But certainly the more you can have an impact on the way that your encounter with law enforcement goes. Now, if you have someone who just has no interest in being nice or courteous, take care of the situation you're in at that moment, and then there are processes to deal with that later. But on the side of the road with that officer is not the time.
Good advice. Carlton Moore is with us from the Office of Criminal Justice Services. We're talking about community police relations. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. We'll run down through a few more of the task force recommendations, and then there have been some standards set for our law enforcement to comply with in Ohio that is a part of the process of bringing a resolution to some of our challenges. We're going to learn about those as we continue talking with Carlton Moore right after this.
And marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve.
We are talking about deteriorating relationships between the community and its policing forces, and more importantly, what are some things we can do to start improving those relationships. Mr. Carlton Moore is Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services within the Ohio Department of Public Safety. He has been tasked by the governor to work on this issue. We were talking about a task force that the governor put together to find out what the solutions are to what the problems are and some potential solutions. One of the recommendations from that task force to think critically about the hiring, recruiting and hiring policies when we're looking to bring people into law enforcement. What were some of the things that were explored there?
We were really looking at the fact that, to me, this is, and we'll talk about the standards a little bit later, but I don't care what job you're doing, what task you have, what type of training you give people, you have to find the right people.
You got to be wired the right way.
You do. You really, really do. This is not an easy job, and this is not for everyone. It just isn't. And the people who do this well should be proud of themselves, because it's not for everyone. And most of us couldn't handle it. But we wanted to make sure that we hire more people like the very good officers we have. And some people need to be in something else. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. It's a recognition of how difficult the job is.
Is there a list, if not a list, at least some thoughts on what the characteristics are of that officer that's doing it the right way?
I probably have my own non-exhaustive list, and it's really based upon the law enforcement people I've had the great privilege to work with over the past, 15 or so years. They're almost all outstanding listeners, very patient. They have an ability to see the world through eyes other than their own, which I think sadly we are lacking a great deal. I think they see the good in people. They're mindful of danger, and they're willing to do what needs to be done to protect themselves and to protect a complete and total stranger. It takes a very selfless person.
Well, that may not be a complete list, but I'd buy into that. You mentioned standards. So the task force put its recommendations together, and one of the items is that we do need some standards of performance for our law enforcement officers. Two of the pieces deal with the use of force and the use of deadly force. By standards, is it sort of like, okay, this is the appropriate response to a particular situation?
So by standards, what we really mean are, and we've identified several elements to a standard. One is kind of this policy statement, and that's I think what perhaps we've been able to share with you. So once a policy has been created, it's then the responsibility of the organization to make sure all their members are aware of what the policy is. So we have to make sure that there's knowledge and awareness of what the actual responsibility of each individual law enforcement officer is. Also proficiency with that standard or with that policy, that not only are they made aware of it, but they truly understand and grasp all of the critical elements of the policy. And then the final element is kind of what we touched on earlier. If someone steps outside of policy, that there's a level of accountability that ensures that people will stay inside of it. So if they step outside, there's some type of corrective action that's taken to ensure that people understand that the policy, that this standard is, it has meaning. And I'm sure if nothing you ever did, if you had a policy on everything here and people found out, well, it's a policy, I don't really have to abide by it. You don't really have a policy.
Inspect what you expect. So does it drill down into, I'm going to oversimplify because I don't know law enforcement, but does it get something as simple as it's okay to pull out my gun if this, but not okay if that?
No, we don't get into that. We have to put a great deal of, and we do put a great deal on the law enforcement executives around our state to determine what their specific policies are. What the collaborative does is give guiding principles and expectations. And then it is up to the agency, each individual agency, and when I say agency, I mean law enforcement, to determine how they will come into compliance with the standards created by the collaborative.
I would imagine that the police administrations appreciated the fact that they can kind of figure out how to get to the end goal themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to be back to wrap up our conversation with Carlton Moore from the Office of Criminal Justice Services right after this.
And you may say that I'm a dreamer, but I am not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
So how do we get our police officers and our community members more in tune with each other, less antagonistic towards each other? And as Mr. Moore pointed out at the top, we're not going to paint everybody with the same brush. We have some police officers and some community members who have challenges, but fixing those, that is the job of the community police relations work being done by the Kasich administration. Carlton Moore is on point on much of that work. So, Carlton, you were telling us before about some task force recommendations. We just touched on this real quick. The grand jury process, the Supreme Court is looking into that. What are they looking into?
Yeah, they're looking at the grand jury process. That's the way we handle felony indictments here in Ohio. It's not universal across the country that people handle them that way. And so it has come up in a number of cases here in Ohio, And so it was the feeling of members of the task force and some members of the public that we should examine whether or not the way we utilize the grand jury is the best possible way.
So that advisory committee that came up with these recommendations, it ended up with this actual agency, a collaborative on an advisory board, if you will. And that advisory board is taking some steps. Earlier, you and I were having the discussion about a lot of this is focused on what the police need to do, but there also is a focus on what community members need to do to tamp down the discord. You've got a public awareness campaign. I'm going to oversimplify here, but it's how to get along with your police officer.
Well, it's really about educating people on different things that can assist us with the challenges that we face, and also to make people mindful of the efforts that we're making to take care of those challenges. I think one of the things that it addresses, and perhaps one of the reasons why we haven't seen some of the things that we've seen in other communities when there have been problems, because we've had our own issues here, is that there is a sense of, among some folks, that some of the problems and concerns are being addressed through the work of the task force, now through the work of the collaborative, and through our community, our public awareness campaign. We're making people aware of what we're doing.
So we're reaching out to the community. We're working with law enforcement. Any evidence that these efforts are paying off?
Well, you know, I am very focused on evidence. So we did some survey work before we ever got started with this so that we could establish a baseline, really looking at citizen attitudes, law enforcement attitudes. And now that we've had the work of the task force and the collaborative, we'll be following up with another survey to see if we've made any progress.
You have had some success stories, I think.
Yeah, we've had a number of success stories. We had communities where law enforcement felt that everything was fine. The community felt like they could not work with their law enforcement, and they've been able to come together. We've had a number of them. One I'd really like to highlight, though, is Blue Ash, Ohio.
And Cincinnati suburb.
Yes, and Chief Paul Hartinger, Chief is not only, he's an assessor for us now, making sure that agencies are implementing the standards that the collaborative creates, but he also, it transformed his own agency. He thought everything was fine, that everyone in his community knew the good work he was doing, that he had great relationships with everyone in his community, and when he went out to talk to people, he found out that that wasn't the case. And instead of just saying, these folks don't know what they're talking about, I know I'm doing things the right way, he allowed the possibility that maybe he wasn't doing everything that he could. And so they came together, they engaged first in talking about problems and then specific problem solving. And now it's to the point where they have a scholarship that goes to, I think, the University of Cincinnati, but is really focused on a specific area in the city of Blue Ash. And I would urge people, if they go actually to our website, ocjs.ohio.gov, and work their way over to the work of the collaborative portion of the website, you know, we have a picture up of Chief Hartinger, and they'll be able to see some of the work that they've done there.
So we got 30 seconds left. What's your best piece of advice for a cop? What's your best piece of advice for a community member?
My best piece of advice to everyone is that we are in this together. We will solve this together. Nothing good comes from retreating and finger-pointing. Every problem that this country has ever solved was great people putting their pride second and putting their country first, and that's how we'll solve this problem.
Best of luck with your work. It's important work.
Thank you very much.
Carlton Moore, Executive Director of the Office of Criminal Justice Services, talking about working to bring harmony between our law enforcement community and the people who live in our towns, cities, and villages. Thanks to all of you for joining us today on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.